CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hriniuk.
Medical marijuana doesn't just help people physically and emotionally, but financially as well. And I'm here with marijuana advocate, grower, user, Stephen Stairs. So Stephen, you are legally blind, but you have grown and sold your own marijuana to other people living with disabilities. Can you let our listeners know how and why it's beneficial?
Medical marijuana system in place currently and constitutionally protected allows for designated growers. So there are some people that grow medical cannabis and then have it stored at a different facility, technical term for someone else's house, because these are personal production licenses. These are not, licensed for cannabis, just producing someone else's house for you. I mean, I used to grow pot for a blind guy that I knew. I was his designated grower. So we worked out a price program that we worked out was basically to cover the cost of producing his cannabis. I wasn't making any money off it. I mean, remember, he's disabled, I'm disabled. Like, it's all about just making it effective and efficient for all of us. I mean, that's why a lot of patients choose to do it. Remember, you're talking of about 100,000 patients across the country that can grow medical cannabis right now. Say 90% of them are probably on a fixed budget because of disability. Or pensions or workers' compensation, and have some sort of, security in their sense of well-being being produced by or being caused by something that they have control over rather than something that someone else does.
To see Stephen's advocacy work, follow him on Twitter at Stephen Stairs. This is Christine Hriniuk.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.